Good morning, Thunder Bay. You are now dialed into the Thunderwolves sports feed.
Well, good morning, and welcome to this February 11th edition of the Thunderwolves sports feed here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca on the World Wide Web. Well, today on the show, we've got some guests in the booth from Lakehead Rugby Football Club, or Lakehead RFC, and they're going to be talking about some of their off-season efforts, doing a bit of fundraising, and going to talk about the league and how it's developed, who plays, who do they want to play. I'm guessing anybody and everybody, but we're going to find out all the details about the team and their operations and how much fun it is. I can speak from experience on that one. Anyhow, I've got Jenna and Gio in the booth, and we're going to speak with them here in the first half hour, and maybe longer if we're having a good time. So, let's get things rolling here with some vinyl, as we always do here on the sports feed. Here's some Canadian talent, Yukon Blonde. This one's called Bride's Song. All right, getting us. This hour was Yukon Blonde and Bride Song. So, in the studio with me at the moment, for the next 40 minutes or so, is Jenna Wood and Gio Lee. And they are representatives of Lakehead RFC, which is Rugby Football Club. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, great. Gio, can you tell me what's happening? What's going on? It's the off season for Lakehead Rugby Football Club, but you know, can you tell me maybe you know, who plays Lakehead Rugby and how, you know, what are your numbers? Is it co-ed or is it divided by gender, or you know, what's sort of the elevator speech on Lakehead Rugby here?
First of all, thanks for having me here. It's a great setting you guys got.
Ah, nonsense. No, the pleasure's all mine.
So we have a rugby club at Lakehead University. We have two teams. They are women's and the men's team. They both play 15s aside, usually. Sometimes we play sevens as well. Sevens is the new Olympic sports that just got participated in the new Olympics coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 50 members currently active, and we have probably hundreds of alumni around campus or all over the world.
Of course.
We play usually between September and November. That's our regular season. Currently, we're off-season right now. However, we do practice together as a co-ed in the hangar Thursday 4 to 5 and then Saturday 5 to 6. Everyone's welcome to join us.
Okay.
And it's non-contact. Just bring your cleats and shorts and the T-shirt.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of it would be a little bit rough on the turf there in the hangar.
Yeah, that's why we just play. Well, I get turf fun here and there, but it's not too bad.
So, yeah, that's great. So it's Thursdays and Saturdays you're playing, just kind of just keeping shape, keeping loose. And,
yeah,
you
it's,
know,
it's more of like a clinic.
Yeah.
It's open for new people, so we're just there kind of like trying to teach people like who are new to the sport and then just how to play, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the throwing techniques. I dig it. I like, there's something about people throwing a rugby ball around. They're like, what are they doing? That's kind of cool. Underhanded, side spin.
Yeah.
Right?
Throwing backwards, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll shift over to Jenna for a moment. Jenna Wood, what year at Lakehead are you now?
I'm in third year.
Third
right
year?
Now, yeah.
And how long have you been playing rugby?
This is my seventh year playing rugby. So
okay.
I played all through high school.
Okay, great. And was I don't think they have rugby here in Thunder Bay, so you must be from out of town.
I am. I'm from Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we won't hold that against you. That's okay. I'm not from Thunder Bay either. I'm from the East Coast. But no, that's great. And because rugby is such a it really is a huge sport globally, and it's growing in Canada. Canada has had better representation at world.
It's the fastest growing sport in the world at the moment.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay, stats rolling in.
Yeah.
So Jenna, it must have been a relief, I guess, or it must have been great to find rugby, a rugby club or a rugby team here at Lakehead when you came up from Toronto.
Yeah, it was really nice to find a sport that I can play here. So it was nice to find a rugby family.
Mm-hmm. And what is your preferred position on the rugby field? What spot do you play?
I'm scrum half on this team. Uh-huh. So I'm in the mix between the forwards and the backs.
Yep.
And I just feed the ball out and pass it to everybody. That's pretty much my main role.
All right. So you're kind of that first person that makes the first first steps and then dish it off to the next person and then so on and so on. Gio, what spot do you like to play on the field?
I like to play like outside center and winger, which are usually the fast positions where all the magics happen, all the scores and stuff.
Yeah,
we get all the glory, but positions like Jenez or front rows like props, you do all the hard work.
Yeah. It really seems like rugby. It really does have a position for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what sort of if you're a more like heavy set person like myself, mm-hmm. or a more lean fast person, there's a spot for everybody on the rugby team.
Well, on each team you have 15 different players playing, meaning there's 15 different positions. So that means it doesn't matter if you're short, if you're tall, if you're really big, or if you're mm-hmm. really small. As long as you're willing to play, there's always a spot for everyone. And that's definitely one of my favorite things about rugby, is that it's really a sport for everyone as long as you're willing to play.
And as I was mentioning in the just pre-show, rugby came along for me. It came into school at grade 10, and everybody who hadn't played a team sport up until that point wanted to. Jumped all over rugby. We had six rugby teams at my high school. When springtime came, you knew it was rugby season because everybody's legs were all bruised up and torn and muddy and dirty and cleated and everything. But they were smiling from the neck up because they were having so much fun playing rugby. How far does your rugby experience go back, Gio?
I've been playing rugby for 8 to 9 years now. I've played like representative teams before. I started at high school, and then I'm from Edmonton, so I played for Rugby Alberta, the provincial representative team.
Oh, wow.
Play a couple clubs here and there, and then now I'm in Lakehead playing for Lakehead Rugby Club. So just one thing that was mentioned before, it's just about the community. Like, I'm in my third year, but I've just been here for about a year now, but it's like you can go to a different city. It's like a brand new city, but you can join the rugby team. Everyone's welcoming you. You just have 50 brothers just right there on the spot. It's really something that you can't really achieve from other stuff that are easily.
Yeah. No, I get that. I've seen the rugby team has been around here at Lakehead for several years, and I mean some years they were more organized than others and brought up teams from Wisconsin and different places. But it certainly seemed like they were passionate about their sport and about, competing and having fun. And it seemed like they were winning a lot as well. But how did your season go in the fall, Jenna?
Ours was pretty good. It was a big learning experience for our team. We had a lot of new players coming out this year, a lot of first years.
Yep.
So it was a good learning experience for our team, and we're hoping to grow from there for next season.
And did you have any visiting teams or to go out of town, or is it still sort of...
We had both. So we went away. We went to Winnipeg several times, and we played two teams there. And then Wisconsin, a girls' team from Wisconsin came and played our team here, and we hosted them. Yeah,
great. And it seems like, talk about the camaraderie on the team, but it seems like even between teams there's a lot of fellowship and goodwill and sportsmanship or sportswomanship.
Yeah. Yeah, we really get along no matter what team we're playing. It's great. We can go out afterwards and have a great dinner together.
I get lots of positive vibes from the rugby community.
Well, one thing about rugby is it's probably the only sport where your main goal during the game is trying to hurt the person in front of you the whole time. But as soon as the whistles blow, you're probably going to first person to go up there and then buy him or her a soda and the first time and they say, you know what, you made good tackles and you had a good game. And then after that, everyone get along. So that's what I found personally. It was a kind of straight, like I've been playing a lot of sports before in my life, but I think it's just probably one of the few sports that I found that, you know, your main goal is trying to hurt the other person, but as soon as the game's over, everyone becomes best friends.
Well, plus you're probably all out of energy after the game.
That's true.
You don't
yeah.
have enough energy. It's like, all right, I'm too tired. Yeah, right? Let's relax.
That's right.
Ceasefire.
Yeah.
But what are the rules in terms of tackles and you know taking other players out? What are the general guidelines there? Is it from the waist down type of thing, or can you take
shoulders below?
Shoulders below, yeah.
Shoulders below.
So preferably you want to go around the waist,
yes.
But there's some instances where you can wrap just around and just give him a big hug.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But obviously, you know, anything around the neck is taboo.
Considered a high tackle, and you don't want to.
A high tackle, yeah. That's not allowed. So are you guys you guys are here today. Are you guys the captains or just, I mean, I'm happy that you're here. Are you the reps today for Lakehead Rugby? Is there a coach that we want to give a shout out to? Or are you guys coaching yourselves? Or
the women's team has a coach. Our coach's name is Jorge.
Okay.
Same as men's coach as well. We have a dedicated coach named Josh.
Okay. So Jorge and Josh.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hopefully they're listening to us right now.
While you're online, check out Lakehead Athletics Twitter feed at Lakehead T-Wolves. Do you guys have, is there a Lakehead RFC Twitter feed?
Yeah, so it's at Lakehead RFC. That's all that is. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. Well, I will update my databases, my social media accounts. Get you guys in the loop, in the feed, as we say. But yeah, why don't we just take a brief break? And we'll be back with more chat with Lakehead RFC with Jenna and Gio. Be right back. All right, you are listening to the Thunderbolt Sports Feed here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca on the World Wide Web. Before the break, we heard from Belafonte with Jump in Line from the album Jump Up Calypso. Before that was Loyal Man by Yukon Blonde, and yes, I'm chatting with Gio Lee and Jenna Wood from Lakehead Rugby Football Club. How's it going now, guys?
I'm still hanging there.
Good stuff, good stuff. So we've been talking about Lakehead Rugby Football Club. It is the off season. I'm glad you guys reached out and are here today to talk a little bit about the club, because, you guys have a pretty... I'd say probably a 6 or 8 week season there in the fall.
We'll start like the first week of September, goes all the way to hopefully first week of November. That's what we did last year.
Yeah,
just because of the weather, it was, you know, fairly nice.
Yeah. The ground froze late this year, which was probably a merciful thing for rugby players.
Yeah, absolutely. although we're off season right now, however, it's the perfect opportunity for the new players to come in, just because we're doing the non-contact and we're doing the. Pretty much every practice is kind of like a clinic for new people to just teach them how to play rugby.
And you were saying those times, anybody's welcome to come. Thursday and Saturday, the times were Saturday 5 to 6 and Thursday...
4 to 5.
4 to 5. All right. So anybody's welcome to come. Just cleats or sneakers or...
It's advised to have cleats. You can bring your runners as well if you don't have cleats. But
yeah.
If you have cleats, bring cleats.
Yeah, it's probably better that way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how the... To be honest, I haven't played many sports on the field.
It's a lot of slipping and sliding if you have running shoes on. So
yes.
It's a little better with the cleats.
Okay. That's duly noted. rugby is a global game for sure and has been the source of many stories. Jenna, you had a story in particular that you wanted to recount of your rugby rugby resume.
One of my memories from the Lakehead season is when my first year and our first game was 3 weeks into September, and we went to Wisconsin. and it was 30 degrees outside, and it was a boiling hot game, and it was great. It was a great game. We had a lot of fun, but then we were comparing it to our last game of the season when we went to Duluth in the first weekend of November, and it was minus 15.
Yeah.
So we were just comparing our first game, which was 30 degrees, and we were getting sunburned, to our last game when it was minus 15, and we were getting windburn.
Yeah, it really is a contrast of, yes, of climates here on Lake Superior sometimes. But you guys are tough. I know that, and I just met you today, but I can say that because rugby players, in my experience, are among the toughest people around when it comes to athletes. You know, you're in there, you're not wearing any equipment, there's no head protection, although some people wear the ear guards.
Scrum caps.
Scrum caps, there we go. But do you guys scrum cap? Do you guys use scrum caps?
I personally don't, no.
For my position, I don't either, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to keep my flow up there, so you can't wear a scrum cap.
Yes, yes, yes. It can be really hard on the ears sometimes, eh?
Yeah, for certain positions, certain you positions. Really want them, yeah.
That really hurts when you get your ear rubbed backward, yeah, like backwards, yeah, really, with a
qualified ear, yeah,
cleat,
yeah,
or head, or an elbow, any of those things.
It doesn't happen often. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get scared now.
No, that's right. That's right. We don't want to scare our listeners. I'm chatting with Gio Lee and Jenna Wood of Lakehead RFC, or Lakehead Rugby Football Club. And they've got a fundraiser on February 26th at Shooter's Tavern. So mark that on your calendar if you're a rugby fan. If you want to find out more, you can head out to Shooter's that night or that evening. And or better yet, come out on a Thursday 4 to 5 or Saturday 5 to 6 in the hangar. And bring some cleats and some, you know, shorts, T-shirt, whatever. It's not a whole lot of equipment that you need to play rugby. Really just cleats, right?
Yeah, just really cleats. On the team, like jerseys and shorts and all that stuff are provided.
Provided.
So all you need to buy is pretty much cleats, and you can get like $20 cheap cleats.
And a mouth guard.
And the mouth guard too, yeah.
Mouth guard's
optional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mouth guards are optional, but it's advised to have one.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got, if you spent money on your teeth already, it's probably, you know, $10-$20 on a mouth guard. It's probably a good insurance policy on...
Well, I got an extra used one somewhere like in my backpack if someone needs it, so...
Well, sure, just drop that into some boiling water, sanitize it.
Good to go.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
All done. Okay, well, we'll be back in a moment, and the next track I want to play, Blues Fest. It's around Canada Day there, early July. Is the Blues Fest on the waterfront in Marina Park. Anyway, they just announced their lineup yesterday, and it's an all-Canadian lineup. I think that has to do something with our weak dollar and not being able to pay American acts. But that's a side effect, but I think it's a great effect. And my favorite band of the announced lineup is one I'm going to play next. This is a band from Nova Scotia. They were huge back in the 70s, 80s. They're called April Wine. You've probably heard a few of their songs. We're going to hear one, possibly two. Here's Weeping Widow from their 1972 album, I believe. Electric Jewels on Thunderbolt Sports Feed. 102.7 FM.
Look out, stranger! like I don't know why. All the time that you've been waiting, you should feel like celebrating.
Thunderbolt Sports Feed on CLU Radio 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. And big shout out to Jorge Calder, who recognizes the April Wine. And kudos to you. Anything you want to say to Jorge right now, Jenna or Gio? He's calling you out a little bit, Gio, on that. He's questioning your April Wine knowledge. It's all right. We're educating. We're exposing.
Jorge is our women's coach, yeah. By the way. He was a varsity-level rugby player for what university?
Queens.
Yeah,
okay,
Queens
great.
University before. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
He's a nice guy.
Great.
Yeah. Obviously not so much about the music knowledge, but it's a good rugby player.
That's all right. It's a bit of a blend here on the Thunderwolf Sports feed. We do sports, but since we are, accompanying people on their commutes or treks or whatever they're doing, we're in their ear. So we gotta throw some tunes in there once in a while. So that was a little April Wine shout out. They, of course, are in the Blues Fest lineup this year on Sunday, right before Burton Cummings is closing out the weekend. So, anyhow, Serena Ryder is also playing. Do you guys know Serena Ryder?
I do.
Okay, there we go. we got some recognition, some name recognition with Jenna. That's good. So, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show today. It's always good to get out, get as much exposure to our club teams as possible. And once again, you guys practice on Thursdays 4 to 5 and Saturdays 5 to 6.
Yeah, that's today.
In the hangar. That's today.
Yeah.
That's today. So in 4 hours' time, you guys will be lacing them up in the hangar and getting your practice on, getting your rugby on. And, you guys got a fundraiser at Shooters on February 26th. And, you guys are taking the door on that one, $5 cover. So hopefully folks can come out and shoot some pool, meet some rugby players, and not butt heads, but maybe just beer mugs instead. All right. Well, we are almost out of time. Once again... thanks so much, guys.
Oh, and thanks for having us.
And good luck. Much. Good luck, training in the off season.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Jenna Wood and Gio Lee of Lakehead RFC talking about the rugby team's activities in the off season, their practice schedule, etc. And you can find them on Facebook and on Twitter as well and Instagram, Lakehead RFC, Lakehead Rugby Football Club.